السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jumu'a. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Abba afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are in the month of Muharram, one of the four holy sacred months. We are on day Jumu'ah, the Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. And it is the 8th of Muharram, 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, the apartments, referring to the houses of the honorable spouses of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today, chapter 49, verse number 16, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses him, Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and poses a rhetorical question. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask them, that there is Hamza istifham, interrogative for questioning. Atu'allimun Allah bidinikum? What are you informing Allah about your deen, about your religion? You see, today people who are born Muslim, people sometimes embrace Islam, but everybody comes with their own ideas, their own concepts, their own theories, and then they say that this is Islam. When I was in Australia there, in Brisbane and Sydney, so they took me for a tour that this is the Afghan masjid, this is the Turkish masjid, this is the Arab mosque, and this is the Pakistani mosque, this is the Indian mosque. So I posed the question to them, where's the Muslim mosque? You see, where's the masjid for all the Muslims? So what has happened is, many a time people use their own culture and then they pass it off as Islam, and then they make that as though that is part of Islam, whilst it's not part of Islam. There is scope for culture in Islam, provided that it does not encroach on the Sharia. So remember, the only deed and religion that is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. And this verse here also is teaching us that. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أتعلمون الله بدينكم? What are you informing Allah Jalla Wala about your religion? But which religion is the one that is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. So the tafsir and commentary of it will be, إِنَّ الدِّينَ الْمَقْبُولَ. The religion that is accepted, the word maqbool is not mentioned in the Quran, but it is understood. So the only religion that is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. So this is enshrined clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran. Go read chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 19. Now what do we really mean by Islam? If somebody asks us, he or she is interested in Islam, so what is the message of Islam? You see, I am here in Umslanga, mashallah. So now, wonderful environment, you can hear the chirping of the birds, you can see the ocean, And you can see the ships, it's so peaceful, serene atmosphere, you see. And beautiful weather. So, mashallah, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Ya Allah, all praise is only for you. Ya Allah, all thanks, gratitude is to you, Ya Allah Jalla Wala. This is the barakah wasila of him, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in a structure, we live in a 100-story building, 1,000-story building, whatever you want to call it. So you have a foundation and then you have the structure, right? So our foundation is our belief structure. We believe in the prophets and messengers. We believe that the Sahaba, the beloved children, companions of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, all of them, male, female, adult and children, would enter Jannah. And paradise is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 57, verse 10, وَكُلَّهُ عَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. So if the Shia or the Rawafis or anybody else says, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Allah forbid, is not Muslim, Sayyidina Umar is not Muslim, Allah forbid, Sayyidina Usman is not Muslim, Allah forbid, our honorable mothers, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, not Muslim, Al-Iyaz Billah, Allah forbid, we will say, you, Shia, you're right out of the fold of Islam, and we have nothing to do with you. So that is our foundation, is non-negotiable, and that is not up for negotiation. So we have a solid, solid foundation. Then you look at the walls. The first wall is ibadat. So our salat, our namaz, our siyam, our roza, our zakat, our umrah, our hajj, that is one wall. Then we come to the second wall, that is our mu'ashara. How to interact with people, how much we behave with our wives, with our children, with our clients, with our employees, with our employers, with our neighbors, even though they might be non-Muslim. Yesterday I was telling Hafiz Basra, see this person, my neighbor, they in Indonesia are not Muslim. But every Friday, Thursday night, he will send me Jummah Mubarak messages, you see. So, kamata deenu yudan. See the word there, inna deena, in the light Islam. Maliki yawmi deen. Deen means justice. So, if we treat them well with respect, in the sense we don't cause them any harm, the hadith in Bayhaqi, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that kamata deenu yudan, that as you treat others, so you be treated. And who is Almighty Allah? With Dayyanu la yamut, and Allah is Dayyan. Therefore, beautiful name for you, my brother, sister. You are expecting my daughter. You are expecting my daughter-in-law, my sister. So keep the name Abdul Dayyan for your wonderful boy. Amatul Dayyan for your wonderful daughter and flower. The slave of the one who is the most just. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. You see. So our first one is the foundation. First wall is our ibadah, acts of worship. Second wall is our interaction with people and creation and so forth. And the third wall is our mu'amalat, our business dealings and so forth. Sometimes people, they become so humble, you will think it's not the Hanafi, maybe the Hanbali, you know. And but when they come to business, they are ruthless, you must remember. You must do it this way. If you don't like it, then there's the door. Or you go bye-bye, lay-bye, goodbye, you see. So that is not what Islam teaches. We must show mercy, compassion, even in our business and so forth. That person couldn't pay now, end of the month, end of June. So fine, you pay me out end of July. And it's not now a train smash of Yamat or some or something. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو أُسْرَةٍ فَنَذِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرًا. If that person is in dire straits, so no problem, I give you extension in time without interest and so forth. That is our Islam. So we have the first wall, our acts of worship. Second one, interaction with people. Third wall, our financial dealings and so forth, which will be pure. Not the Sharia compliant and halal logos. We try and justify interest through the back door. We try and legalize the halal logos because we want to make money and there's personal gain involved. And then the fourth wall is our akhlaq, our manners, our character, our morals. People are not interested how much the hajj you did. People are not interested how many thousands and millions we gave in charity. They see our character, the non-Muslims and so forth and so on. So that is the structure. Now how high will the structure go? How much are we going to practice? How much da'wah tabligh are we going to make, and so forth and so on. So that is what we need to do. For what people have to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and listen to us, non-Muslims, Tom, Dick and Mary, because they find there's a magnet involved. This man is not addressing our minds and this man is addressing who? Our hearts. We have a message which is the best and we want to share it with the rest and it brings some serenity to them. Therefore, they keep on asking questions. And maybe they don't come on air, but they send us the email, they send us the WhatsApp messages. Therefore, we announce our numbers all the time. 071-888-1184. We don't have anything to hide. We don't camouflage and so forth. So we have the best, share it with the rest. You are in Durban or Muslim, and when you land here with the plane, it's a magnificent sight. You see the bubbles and the foam on top. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of that. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and the foam on top, that symbolizes Zionism, socialism, communism, apartheid, and capitalism, secularism. And then it must fall, it must disappear and be humiliated. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. It must perish. Like the bubble disappears. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَنْكُسُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. But we need that bubble and form is the water. O Muslim, take the water of Islam. We are in the month of Muharram. We are approaching Ashura. So say and cry to Allah, Ya Allah, apne deen ka khadim mujhe bana lije. Ya Allah, make me the servant of your deen. Accept me for your deen, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. That is the greatest thing. Where we touch somebody's heart. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, one title is Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. In this very month of Muharram, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the raya, the flag, the banner. But before the battle ensued, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya Ali, la ayya hadiyallahu bika rajulan wahida, khayrul laka min hawrin na'am. If one person embraces Islam, because of your efforts, it's better for you than all the red camels. In this day, this age, our translation will be better than all the red Ferraris and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and Porsche and Bentleys and so forth and so on. So that is our deed. Present it to people with the beauty and so forth. And that is the only religion that is accepted. Nothing else is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. What do you inform Almighty Allah to religion? Nay, Allah gave us the perfect religion. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, whatever is in the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, whatever we know and whatever we don't know. Allah Jalla Wala knows everything. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And whatever is on this earth. I spoke to my brothers now, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, before coming on air, and they told me it's a raining day in Indonesia. Ask any doctor, any scientist, any professor, how many droplets of rain? Who will know? In Durban Ocean, Indian Ocean, ask the Indians, ask the Zulu, ask the whites, ask the Chinese, ask anybody, how many drops there in that ocean? Who can tell you all that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. The terrestrial creation. How many blades of grass there are in your garden? وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Only Almighty Allah has knowledge of everything. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Him. So Almighty Allah has blessed us with the best. And we must remain on that steadfast without being apologetic and compromising. And then we take the best and then we share it with the rest. It was part of the sermon there in Arafat. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O my Sahaba, my beloved companions and students, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Go open Muslim Sharif, you will find the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, that you who are present, go and propagate this message to the whole entire community, society, and the whole world. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. Allah accept all of Ijtimaat, whether it be in Canada, Toronto, whether it be in Durban, whether it be in India, Pakistan, or anywhere else in the world. Allahumma ajalna min al-maqbooleen. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all for His beloved deed of Islam. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday's program we had in Clay Estate, Majidah Mahmood. So after the program, everything, so one brother came, he told me my son passed away 1 month ago and he had some, you know, difficulties, let's just put that there, complications, and he says that every day without fail he would listen to the podcast, our breakfast would take 1 hour, and he would say, now listen to me, that I'm giving you the news, views and interviews, and he will say one jupla, one bullet, you see. So that is what we want. Our children must be inspired and our people must be inspired. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any community, and any organization or any politician country. We have the best and we must present it, mashallah. So that is what we want. Yesterday in the program, Maulana Ibrahim Badat, his son, 3 years old, Suleiman, after all the Karisabs read, and so he said, I also want to read. So I told Mohana, bring him here. He went on a member like a big Harisab. You think he's Kari Abdul Basi, the Muslim sitting there. And he read the whole Surah Fatiha. You see? So that's what we want. We want our children, our mothers, our brothers, everybody must be inspired. Allah Ta'ala make easy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews of today, 8th Muharram, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday. 13 Jutras dispatched to Jahannam, 13 Zionist Jews come to hell. Barakah, blessing of Hamas. Did you make dua for Hamas? Did you make dua for Gaza? Did you make dua for Palestine and Syria? Did you make dua for Sudan and Kashmir? Did you make dua for the people of Rohingya and the Burmese people? They are one of the most oppressed people on the face of the earth. But when we live in comfort zone, like me and you, then many a time we become oblivious of the plight of the Ummah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Man lam yahtamma bi amri al-muslimin falaysa minhum. Who is not bothered of the affairs of this Ummah, that is not part of this Ummah. We must be a global player, not a local player. The Jutlas know very soon there will be a ceasefire. Hamas has accepted it. So every day, kill, kill, kill. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba went there to Khaybar, Shi'arul Muslimin, fi dhat al-waqt, the secret code of the Muslims there in the battle of Khaybar against the Jutlas in the seventh year after the Hijrah in the month of Muharram, Amit, Gulala. Kill the Jutlas, you see. So now they using our tactic and they saying, kill, kill. But Islam never ever said you must go and kill innocent children and babies and women and men. That is what the Jutlas Haramis are doing, committing ethnic cleansing, genocide and crimes against humanity. They war criminals. And therefore we say they are swines and pigs as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 16. They are spiritual leaders and rabbis are like donkeys. Today is Jumu'ah, go open Surah to Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse number 5. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. More than 100 Palestinians martyred in the past 24 hours. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah make it easy for them. Victory is theirs. Even the Jutlas know that. Russia recognizes Afghanistan, the first country in the world. And Russia knows what they are doing. They entered there in 79, the Red Army, the Soviet Union. And after 10, 11 years, they had to pick up and put their tails between their legs and they lost the whole Soviet Union. If you know anything about politics today, is the Russian Federation, Putin runs the show. And remember, they realize what a big mess they made. So they know Afghanistan is that place, there's oil there, there's gold there, there's lithium there. There's so many things, but these people were involved in war for 40, 50 years and so forth. So therefore, make peace with them and we will be the first one. China is cutting deals with them. So now many other countries will join, inshallah, Aziz. So wonderful news for us Muslims. Israel, the minister telling Netanyahu, said Netanyahu, the war criminal, he was annexed the West Bank. That's just a nice word to steal. You are crooks, you know that, Jews, right? This whole Israel is a fraudulent state, and it is not a true state, it's an artificial state. If America just has to remove, remember the assistance for you, for 1 month, finish, you will be gone. As it is, 2 million of you already ran away to Cyprus, to America, Canada, South Africa, and other parts of the world. So you know that you are the most coward of people in Surah Jumu'ah. Chapter number 8, chapter 62, verse 8, Allah Jalla Allah states, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ. They run away from death. They despise and they detest and they hate death. And we Muslims, we love death. We love martyrdom. We love shahadat. Because that is the way for success. إِحْدَ الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Either we defeat you and take the booty and spoil the war, or either we embrace the martyrdom. And that the Jutlah and Harabi can never understand. Today, the 4th of July, remember, is America 250 years old. A stinking history. The only country that murdered people with the atom bomb. And there in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I visited Japan. And remember that you must go and see the aftermath. Go to Vietnam and go see the aftermath. We visited it. Go to Iraq and see the aftermath and go see what they did there. How many places they did regime change. Today they say they went to Iraq. We don't like the Ayatollahs. We don't, even I don't like them. I debated with them and defeated them with Allah's mercy and grace. We got nothing to do with them. But you, Americans, you British, in 1953, who brought about the regime change? There was a democracy. Who brought the Shah of Iran? You are the ones. So your history is a stinking history. Don't come and teach us what you did with the Boer and the Afrikaners here. The words of Ronald Reagan still comes in, you know. It is echoing in my ears till today. Ronald Reagan, a third-class film actor, he said, no, we will not stop apartheid. We will have constructive engagement. They are masters of, you know, gymnastics in semantics and semantics in gymnastics, play of words. That's what they do. Remember, it was that vicious triangle, Washington, Tel Aviv, and Pretoria. If you know anything of how apartheid was functioning, so you are the scum of the earth. You are the people who murdered the most people. 500,000, half a million children you murdered. Madeleine Albright, the Jewess, the Jutli Harami, may she rot in hell. And she is rotting in hell, the Harami. So that is what your history is, 250 years. Insha'Allah, you will be falling definitely very, very soon, Insha'Allah. Netanyahu, Netanyahu, the war criminal states that he only wants half the hostages. Hamas has accepted it and said, we're ready. We'll accept the ceasefire. It's not 100% ideal, but it's better than what we got now. We will release 10 hostages in 5 stages. So there's 24 of them or more in possession of Hamas. So why does Bibi agree on that? Because he knows if all the hostages come home, then the next thing will be elections, he loses, and then it is strong to, he goes straight to jail and prison, and that's where he's going to go to, insha'Allah Aziz. And Trump also, Allahumma alayka bihim, Allahumma sallit alayhim, kalban min kilabik, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, you humiliate them, disgrace them, and you place your dogs upon them, ya Rabbal Alameen. You see Starmer there in England, UK, he's also in big trouble. His party humiliated, his own members are voting against him, so he is on his way out. That is the news you must remember on your BBC. So all of them, therefore, remember that we say that they don't have any proper leader. This guy comes, that guy comes, all come. You remember there was a leader, Tony Blair? He was the poodle of George W. Bush. And he just say, yes, yes, let's attack. They all war criminals, all these guys. You must name them, shame them, and nail them, remember. The Houthis, they in Yemen, they are Shias, right? So we told you, we will never compromise with them regarding our belief structure. And we say that people who hold the Shia belief are totally out of the fold of Islam. So yesterday they showed their true colors. There's a big sheikh, senior person there in Yemen, Sheikh Salih, and they martyred him because he was defending the honor of Sahaba, the hafuz Sahaba, so that to protect the honor, the hafuz and namus Sahaba, farzul wajib hai, to protect the integrity, dignity of Sahaba, is compulsory upon me and you. When we say we are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he's what we know of. Like that, there'll be hundreds and thousands that were killed, whether as martyred they in Syria and in Pakistan and other. How many ustads of ours were murdered, martyred by the Shias? You must remember that. Hazrat Mufti Nizamuddin Sahib and many, many others were martyred by them. Remember this. Only few Jutlas, you must remember, have returned to the northern part of Israel. That is bordering with Lebanon. And it is less than 20%. They are now still so frightened that if we go there, then just now Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan will open up. Iran's messiahs of the, this is Haaretz newspaper I'm reading to you, that Iran's messiahs obliterated the Jewish neighborhood. You heard that? Where? In Tel Aviv and other places. Iran's messiahs obliterated the Jewish neighborhood, remember. So that we say very good. Yair, Yair is Netanyahu's son. He, the Harari, is no politician. He gave his father a right hook and a left jab, you see, and he threatened him. So they kicked him out of the family. He's staying here in Miami, in America, and they have to pay. And who's paying? The Israeli government. Suddenly, he's got a diplomatic passport. How the hell he gets a diplomatic passport? So we say South Africa is corrupt, and Jews and Jutas are more corrupt also, remember that. But they put on a good show, you see. They know what is public relations and Hasbara. Hasbara, the propaganda of the Jutlas. I told you, you must listen to what I'm saying. There is a person, Julani, I spell H-A-E-W-L-A-N-I, Fakam Hurtan Harami Shaita. So Trump is pushing him, see, hey, Mr. Julani, you must forget all that war business now, so you're going to make peace with Israel, and we remove all the sanctions, and the Golan Heights, you must just say, give it to Israel. So that's how Trump deals with, you see, and then you will join the Abrahamic Accord, and then we'll live everlasting. They said, you know, when we were very young, the story used to start once upon a time, and it's the end of what word? They live happily ever after, and then you will live happily ever after. You know what will happen to Syria? Our Bilad, Sham, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon. So all these countries they're targeting. They want them to come into the Abrahamic Accord. Palestine told them go to hell. I'm not speaking of Abu Mazin or Mahmoud Abbas. He's a murtad just like MBS and MBZ and all these characters. I'm speaking of the true Palestinian, Hamas and Jihad Islami. They're not interested. They say we want the whole country, Palestine is ours. And remember, next target will be Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, all this. So what will happen? Syria will get do all those things, and they'll be treated just like Jordan, a second class, third class, and then a crime state, a satellite state. Then Israel will call the shots, and they will say, yes, sir, yes, madam. And so hopeless people, Nabi alayhi salam said, wailul lil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arabs, remember that authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. South African news, David Mabuza dies at the age of 64. You remember David Mabuza? David Mabuza was a deputy president, you must remember, till 2023. And he was a corrupt person, let me tell you that. I have family members who were his friends and they knew, you understood? So anyway, that's news now. We don't say inna lillah for not Muslims. Mackenzie, Minister of Sports and Culture, they're asking him, he's 100% pro-Zionist in Israel. Mr. Mackenzie, Minister of Sports and Culture, Upilo Mali, what happened to the 146 million rand? That's our South Africa, you must remember that. Money just disappears, you know, into thin air. My brothers told me there it's raining, and I told them, yeah, Durban is beautiful, wonderful weather, you see. Today, between 10 and 10:30, we have the nikah announcement with Mona Zahid Khan. All of you, your daughter, your son, brother, whoever getting married, remember Muharram, ya ahl sunnah wa jama'ah, get married. We reject the Shias and their concocted, fabricated belief. then in Muharram and Ashura and before Ashura you can't get married, we say we will get married, khalifuhum. So encourage your son, daughters, get married now, next week, next month, they can pick up also lay-by business. So inshallah, you send your nikah announcement, a'alinu nikah, practice of the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, waj'aluhu bil masajid, and solemnize and perform your nikah in the mosque, and the hadith in Tirmidhi to the number 084-786-3132, and they'll announce it on Work as Sahaba between 10 and 10:30. Today khutbah is 11:25, our time, South African time, so days will be on, and after the khutbah, straight away we will translate, and thereafter, inshallah, we will be there in Masjid Refinery, Masjid Al-Tazkiyah in Mirbank. Maulana Muhammad Patel will pick me up from his Bingo Beach, inshallah. And then 10 past 12 is the Adhan, 12:15 is the lecture, it will be live, inshallah, on Radio Ansar International, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. And remember that tonight the program is there in East Bingo Hills, Maulana Bayat is there, and that will be 7:15, inshallah, tonight. So Allah's help, Allah's mercy, all the programs are going well. Allah Ta'ala reward the capital group. And Allah Ta'ala grant everybody shifa'i kamil. Ameen. Jima Salim. Bless the Yarab, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, is it sunnah to read Surah Ra'ad after or before a person passes away?
When a person is in Sakarat, right? And now it is the time that person is going to leave the world. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first Khalifa and successor of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Mother Aisha kanat muhaddisatan kanat adibatan mufassiratan. She was a linguist par excellence. She was a great muhaddisa. 2,210 ahadith narrated through Mother Aisha Siddiqa through the various chains. So she was reading some poetry. Sayyidina Abu Bakr told her, stop. No poetry now. And he read the verse, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ O Ladli, O Sahib Zadi, my sakarat has started now. So you must be making dua for your beloved father and so forth. So the ulama have written in this hadith also. So the hadith in Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah and so forth, that you must read Iqra Yasin ala Mawtakum, read Surah Yasin for your deceased. So it has both interpretations. When they are on the verge of leaving this world, then you read Surah Yasin. And if they, when they pass away also, so Bada Wafatim, Bada Mautim, then also you read Quran. So both is excellent and acceptable. I gave you the reference. In fact, if you open Kitab al-Ruh of Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, page 17, Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah celebrated student. Remember that he, Ahmad bin Hanbal, the genius, the giant Imam Ahli Sunnah wa Jama'ah, he came to the graveyard, he observed the person reading Surah Yasin, he told him, La tafra, don't read. He quoted the hadith. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, you heard it yourself? He said, yes. He said, go and read. All four schools allow it. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbalis to read Quran Sharif for the deceased. Only the modern day Salafis, they dhal and they mudril. Majority of them, they Muslim, but they astray and they lead others astray. I showed them this incident they mentioned in Kitab ul-Ruh. And then, for buhita, they get perplexed, they get confused, or the accusers get blown, they don't know what to say. So anyway, so Surah Ra'ad, there's no clear authentic hadith to say you must read it, but it is based on tajraba. Tajraba means on experience. Then you read Surah Ra'ad when the person is in Sakarat. Why? So the soul, the spirit will leave the body easily, inshallah. So you can read it before the person passes away. You can read it after he passes away. All that are flexible issues and permissible.
Mufti Sahib, my wife needs to still keep 2 qaza fast from Ramadan. Can she make a dual intention for the qaza and Ashura fast to be kept on Saturday and Sunday?
So she wants to kill 2 birds with 1 stone, not permissible according to majority scholars. So you, my sister, what you must do, that you first keep your qaza, okay? So if you want to keep your Ashura fast, and you say, no, let me keep, so fine, then keep the Ashura fast, 9th and 10th, and then Monday, Tuesday, you keep the qaza. Although it's better that we keep the qaza fast first, and then we keep all the sunnah fast and the fil fast. But you want to do it the other way, we won't say it's haram or something, but that will be acceptable, although better to keep qaza fast first. But to make two intentions for qaza and for ashura, that is not permissible. With sunnat fast, nafil fast, you make multiple intentions acceptable. But in farz fast, qaza fast, there only one intention is acceptable.
Isab, I have a friend that works in an insurance company. Are we allowed to eat from her?
Remember, whether it's a male or female, and he or she are working in places that are haram, the banks or insurance company, or they're working in a casino and so forth. And this is their livelihood, their income. They don't have anything else. So, or 90%, 80% of the income is this. Then remember to go and eat their food or to accept money from them for the masjid, madrasa, or a gift from them. So all that would not be permissible. So we should stay away from that. Quran Kareem taught us the law. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ Chapter number 5, verse number 2. Do not cooperate in assist in sin and transgression. We don't have to hate the person. We abhor and detest the action of that person. So it can be your son, your daughter, your family member, you make salam, but you must know that this action of theirs, that we abhor it and we detest it, we despise it. So that is what Islam teaches us in those situations.
Mufti Sahib, I read my Ishraq 15 minutes after sunrise. Can I read my Chahs Namaz after Ishraq?
100%, you must remember that sunrise, let's just say, is 10 to 7, for example, right? So 5 past 7, 10 past 7, now you read your Ishraq Salat. And thereafter you read your Chahs Salat, Salatul Duha. That's the proper terminology we should learn. So if you read that, totally permissible. Our Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib of the Majlis of Ustad, Hafizahullah, he is now 86 years old, Gregorian calendar. So 88, 89, remember, Islamic calendar. And still active, you know. He just sleeps 2-3 hours a day, 20 hours a day, he's working. So Allah Ta'ala grant him siha afiya. He reads 4 rakat, ishraq, 2 and 2. Then he reads 8 rakat, 10 rakat, whatever, of salatul duha. I saw it myself, because my appointment with him always is after ishraq. So once I was there, and he was reading salat. So I asked him, Hazrat, it did lambi your hair like your Ishraq. He said, no, my habit is that I read Ishraq and Salatul Duha one time, then the whole day I'm busy. You see that? So the Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, everybody allows it, no problem, totally permissible.
Mufti Sahib, as a business, does he have to close Jummah time even though he has a non-Muslim helper in the shop?
Whenever we want to solve a problem, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ When you have a dispute regarding any matter, any issue, so refer that matter first to Allah, the Quran Sharif. تُمُتُ رَسُولُ تُمُصْطَفَى صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ سُنَّةَ مُبَارَكَةَ So let us go there. You must remember to the Quran. Today is Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 9. I read for you the verse. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ay iman walo. Oh, you who believe. 89 different places Allah Azza wa Jalla has used this phrase. So to elevate our rank and status. Idha nudiya liswalati min yawm al-jumu'ah. When the azan is given. On the Friday, so for the Jumu'ah salat. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Nawwarallahu Marhadahu, he passes away in on 10 Shawwal, the year 1976. Ma'arif al-Quran is in front of you, and you have it in Urdu and in 8 volumes, and now in English also. Mufti Tafi Usmani was overseeing that whole project. I know, I sat with him once in the plane, and I saw he's busy with the translation and the overseeing the whole project and so forth. So remember that is for your perusal. You can read that as well if you don't know Urdu. So 8 volumes, chapter 62, verse number 9. So the first azan, I told you just now, 10 past 12, yea, in Beer Bank, Masjid Tazkiyah, the azan will go. Once that azan goes, your shop, your surgery, your factory, everything must stop and close. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِصَلَاةِ بِيَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ hasten towards the remembrance of Allah, the khutbah, the Arabic sermon, and the salat and all that. Wadharul bay' and leave the business. You see that? So what we do, we look for loopholes. You say, no, I'm going to the masjid, but Tom, Dick and Mary are working in the shop, and therefore we're leaving it open. Is the money going to Tom, Dick and Mary, or the money is going to you, Ahmed, Abdullah, and whatever your name is? So your money is going to you. So you are looking for a loophole, and that income is tainted, polluted, in haram, is not permissible. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu lahmin nabata min suhtin, fannaru awla bihi. Every piece of flesh that is developed to haram income, so then it deserves to go to the fire and it goes to Jahannam. Open Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, authentic hadith. They were a nation, the Jutlas. Go and read chapter number 7, verses number 164, 165, 166. Allah told them on the Sabbath, 7th, no fishing for you, Jutlas. And lo and behold, the whole week, very few fish. وَيَوْمَ سَبَتِهِمْ شُرْبَعَ. And on the Saturday, the fish will jump up. Mr. Jutli, Harami. These Jutlas got mad. So then, from the ocean, like now, Durban, here, we said things. So they made pathways to their houses, you see. So now, where I am, I made a pathway, Allah forbid. I say, Allah, we didn't fish. The fish said they will visit us. That's Jutla. You must always remember that. So Allah says, you want to play with my deen? You want to play with my injunctions? فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. Chapter 7, verse 166, we transformed them, a metamorphosis took place, and we made them into literally monkeys that are disgraced and humiliated. Chapter 5, verse number 16, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. We made them into swines and pigs, literally and physically a metamorphosis took place. Don't play with the deen of Allah and look for loopholes. Then there will be severe punishment and consequences and chastisement. Say, no, میں تو مسجد میں ہوں, وہ کام کر رہی, پیسہ کس کے پاس جا رہے, who's receiving the money, who's fooling who in the zoo? So don't fool, just go to the shop and say, you know, my beloved father, I said, I was very young, 24th December is Friday, and Azan used to go there in Heidelberg 1230, 12 o'clock they close the shop, out, hamba, out, whole lot of you out. They say, when the Funa Tenga, they say, you come after Tandaga. They all used to wait, and so much barata. So we must have that yaqeen, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you only if you knew. Chapter 62, verse number 9. Last question, Mohammed.
Mufti Sahib is Sheikh Imran Hussain, an authentic scholar.
Sheikh Imran Hussain, I have some of his books. One of the books that I really liked of his was the Khilafah and the Saudi regime. And he made some good contributions. But our fatwa regarding him, he's not even a Muslim. He said that the diacritical marks, do you know what is diacritical marks? There's the Fatha, Kasra and all that. He said there's mistakes in there in the Quran and so forth. Go read what he said. وَإِنَّهُ لَإِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَمُ السَّاعَةِ. He said this ayat here that the Quran is wrong. Go read what he said. So therefore, when I was on CII, so someone of the staff, they said they could interview him, and I heard, I blocked it. Those days already, I'm speaking of 2010 or somewhere there, 2012 or whatever, 12, 13, 15 years ago, I said no way he will come. So our fatwa regarding Imran Hussain, his doll, his mudwil, is out of the fold of Islam. Any person says the Quran Sharif is wrong, the diacritical marks are wrong, Allah forbid, nakala kufr mabashir, we can be the biggest sheikh, you can be the biggest mufti, our fatwa will be out of the fold of Islam. We don't need. And when that one South African person asked him, he was furious because he cornered him very, very badly. So therefore, stay far away. We got a lot of mufatiyas coming to South Africa because South Africa had Benjwa Barela Sheikh. You see that? The pockets are full. Today is not Yukminuna bil Ghaib, it's Yukminuna bil Jain. How to fill the pockets with Islam and commercialize it. Allah protect us. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.